Welcome to Homeschool Companion, your source for information, motivation, and inspiration. If you're part of the homeschool community or simply interested in learning more about home-based education, stay tuned. Together, we'll examine the latest resources, learning styles, and teaching techniques. We'll speak with experts in the field to help you uncover every homeschool advantage. We'll also present suggestions on how to keep Christ in the curriculum as we explore fresh ways to teach and learn. Here's your homeschool companion host, author, educator, and children's ministry specialist, Dr. Rose Gamblin.
And I welcome you to the show. We have with us Susan Fisher, and she started the initiative Moms for Family TV. So what is Moms for Family TV? Well, it is a national group of moms who support and encourage companies that are creating entertainment options that families can enjoy together. This group works with partner organizations to help spread the word and expand the effort of these companies. They're moms just like you. They love their families and they treasure family time. Do you remember the wonderful television shows that we grew up with and long for that opportunity to gather our family around for some special evening of entertainment? Well, this nostalgia for quality program has prompted Moms for Family TV to do what moms do best, and that is encourage people. And it's more effective than you might think. As moms, we control what comes in and out of our homes, and as a result, together we actually have significant leverage with networks and advertisers to get these shows developed. Walmart and Procter & Gamble are two companies who are responding to our concerns and are making a difference. They have teamed up to provide great family shows. These shows deliver exciting stories with realistic characteristics and feature strong, positive family depictions. That means you can bring your whole family together without the worry about diving for the remote. And the neat thing about it, too, is all of the advertisements during their segments also are family appropriate. So check them out on Facebook. That's Moms, the number 4, Family TV. Moms for Family TV. You can also share on Twitter too, or tune in and watch. So Saturday night is when they're going to start featuring them every other week. And Susan, just explain. First of all, explain a little bit about yourself and maybe your family, and then how this came to be part of what you do.
Sure. My background is in marketing for 15 years or so, and then about 5 years ago, we were blessed with a family. I have 3 girls under six, and I took a hiatus from my career so that I could focus on them when they were young, and now they're school age in kindergarten, and a friend of mine was working on an initiative that he said, Susan, when you're ready to get back in the workforce, he said, come see me, because I've got something that I think you're going to really be passionate about and be great doing. So I said, okay, I'm ready. I'm interested. And he shared with me what he and Procter & Gamble and Walmart were doing to take a major step forward in changing the face of television. As you well likely know, TV, family TV isn't what it used to be.
Yes,
20 years ago.
Yes.
What I grew up with, there's, as I always like to say, there's no Little House on the Prairie anymore. There's no Waltons. There's no Cosby Show even. Much of what is on TV is inappropriate for families, and there's not many programs that families can gather around and watch together. So they are trying to change that. It's a huge initiative, and we started a group of a mom force to try to encourage and support companies who are willing to make a stake and willing to, frankly, go out on a limb to say, hey, we demand better for our families. Television is a cherished pastime. There are quality family shared experiences that can be had, but not anymore. And so we're trying to help change that.
Now, when you start an initiative with, you have two pretty well-known companies behind this initiative, Walmart and Procter & Gamble.
Yes.
Are there any other lesser entities that have also gotten on board with
Sure. P&G and Walmart have the greatest stake in it, largest company, largest advertiser. And frankly, they have the marketing muscle to sort of send a message and say, we demand better. So they are definitely the lead horse. But they've brought on Pepsi and Microsoft and AT&T and other companies, Conagra Foods, that say, you know, we want to have better for our families and we want to have a better environment to have good, wholesome commercials. Sometimes it's not just the programming that's frankly offensive. It's the ads that come on. You have to like quick dive for that remote so your children don't hear about a subject that you're not ready to let them hear about. So that's sort of at the corporate level. The role my team plays at the mom level, at the grassroots level, because we know that moms are the gatekeepers of the home. Moms make the decisions. Men may think they do. No, I'm kidding. But mom decides what goes in the grocery cart. Mom decides what goes on television or when the television gets turned off. And they really are the captain, so to speak, of the running of the show in the household. And so we've sort of ignited a team of moms nationwide to help spread the word, similar to Moms Against Drunk Driving, for example.
Yes.
You know, let's unite and say we want better, help make better TV. And so we've partnered with groups, mom groups and church groups and various organizations all around the country to say, if you believe in what we're doing. Some people they put us on radio shows, and others send out emails on our behalf to help us spread the word and sort of ignite the fire that, hey, if we all band together, we can change television.
So what has been changed so far that a mom listening can say, oh, I feel comfortable now. I can let my child watch that, and I don't have to sit there and block out the ads or...
Yeah, well, the great thing about what Walmart and P&G are doing is they are making, in essence, movies. Family Movie Night is back, is sort of the headline. And while we call them movies, they're really sort of backdoor pilots. Hopefully these two-hour movies will be loved by American families. Mm-hmm. And if they tune in and watch, those shows could be turned into series. So hopefully in the future, we have Friday night at 8 o'clock, a great show for your family. Friday night at 9 o'clock, another great show that your family could watch depending on the age of your children. My kids go to bed by 8. But someday they'll be up at 8 and 9 o'clock, and right now there's nothing for them to watch. So the goal is that these shows, these movies get turned into series, and we're trying to help make that happen. So far in 1 year, the companies have made 4 films, 25 million families have tuned in, and they have garnered the top 1, 2, or 3 position.
Now, what
in
was
the
network. First one?
The first one was called Secrets of the Mountain.
Secrets of the Mountain.
Did you see that? Yeah, it was a great action adventure. The good thing about what P&G and Walmart are doing is they're very aware of sort of the world of family-friendly television. And sometimes that gets kind of a bad name. Sometimes it could be perceived as cheesy or low budget.
Yes.
And the mission of this company, because they're great marketing companies, is to create great, high-level, high-quality, Hollywood-type productions that have good messages.
So what is the criteria to be family friendly?
Well, again, we don't always use that term. We sort of use great and good. Great to us, I'm sorry to correct you, but great to us means great production values, top directors, top cast. All the cast are vetted to be have a background of doing good things. And then good, there's a hub of, I think, 11 creative centers, and all the creative concepts are tested by moms. They test the initial concept, they test the initial script, they see the first draft and they test it. When we come up with the marketing materials, we review it with moms, and that is the foundation of the company. And it has to pass the mom's seal of approval, frankly, which is why we're so excited about it.
Yes.
Because we know that when we put something on air, moms are going to love it. And they've even done sort of Super Bowl-esque, in a friendly way, commercials that run. They're cute little vignettes of a family interacting that are fun and humorous and telling about their new product. But the whole package is good and worthy of family's attention and time.
So it's my understanding that not only are they looking for values, but they want those that are acting in these productions sure. to also espouse those values
sure.
in their own lives.
Yep. Yep.
Okay, what was the second?
The second movie was called The Jensen Project. Totally different theme. It was about a family of geniuses that work in some high-tech science lab to sort of save the world's problems. And then there was one guy that sort of went rogue and caused tension. You know, they're not all
happy. Yeah, you need protagonists.
You need protagonists. You need the antagonist. And so this movie was also sort of an action-adventure, but with sort of a teen focus. There was actually the son of these genius parents and another genius girl. So there was a little romantic tension, very small. And the two of them actually banded together to sort of save. So there was like a new generation of these. But it was all about how families in times of conflict shouldn't run away from each other and divide. That families should come together, communicate, listen, work together to solve problems. So that was the theme of the second one.
Now, in my, you know, this is kind of dating me, but Disney way back when did Touchstone Productions, and yes. that was to be a family friendly, you know, good morals and values. And it gradually went by the wayside. What have you put in place to keep this from either just dying out for lack of interest or having, you know, each time adding a little more dicey material just to keep the ratings up? What?
That will never happen. Truly, that really never will. I don't really know the history of Touchstone, so I can't comment on that. But I think the key behind this whole thing is quality. And like I said, great production values. Great cast, great storylines that are tested. And again, they're not just feel goods. They have tension in them. They're real life stories about real families dealing with real problems, real opportunities. And we know that moms like the storylines. Moms like what we're doing. And, we've gotten number 1, 2, and 3 ratings so far. So we're pretty pleased by that in the first year.
Well, we have to take a break right now. We've been talking with Susan Fisher, and she's the one who started the initiative Moms for TV, and we'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Through this jungle.
Coffee,
what was that?
I don't know, but I will check through the binoculars. Oh, my joy, it is a hippopotamus.
Oh, let me see.
This trap is around my neck.
Herbie the Hippo, and I Can Read Animal Story. Check us out at myhomeschoolcompanion.com. That's all one word, myhomeschoolcompanion.com.
Here's Dr. Rose Gamblin with a Mind Matter Minute.
There's a new approach to learning called inquiry-based. It's not really new, but now researchers understand what Confucius understood years ago. Confucius said, "Tell me and I forget, show me and I remember, involve me and I understand." The fact is, the average person only retains about 5% of what they hear. A simple way to practice inquiry-based learning is to ask these questions: why, what, how, and if. By asking these questions, you've just increased your chances of learning from 5% to 90%. When working with children, use these questions in casual conversation and see how they respond. Don't tell me your mind doesn't matter.
Mind Matter Minute is brought to you by MRG Media Ministry. For more information on topics about learning, go to mrgmediaministry.com. That's mrgmediaministry.com.
Imagine yourself being tucked away for a crocodile snack. Or how about facing an injured panther? Read these and 20 more exciting true stories in the book Guide's Greatest Animal Stories. Kids will love these true stories that take them from the jungles of Asia to the backyards of America and point them to the Creator and His love. To order Guide's Greatest Animal Stories, call 1-800-765-6955. That's 1-800-765-6955. A teacher's guide is also available.
Welcome back. We're talking with Susan Fisher, who started the initiative Moms for Family TV. Now, as you have three children, at what age do you think these children will become interested in the type of material that you are producing?
Well, I have two six-year-olds. Actually, I have twin six-year-old girls and a four-year-old. The four-year-old's still a little on the young side. But this last movie we did called Change of Plans that featured Brooke White from American Idol, who is darling, and Joe Flanagan from Stargate. He was he's a huge fan base. We all went to a sort of a mini little premiere together and watched, and they loved it. It was about a two career couple who all of a sudden found out they were named legal guardians to these four internationally adopted children, and so there was a little five-year-old in the movie. So that actually yes. helped, I'll admit. And they don't all have five-year-olds, and they don't all have,
teenagers.
Exactly. So every movie is going to be different and appeal to a different audience. Again, they're hopefully backdoor pilots that will be made into series. Mm-hmm. So we don't want them all to be the same, because you want to watch something different.
That's right.
Friday and Saturday, and hopefully Sunday night in that coveted sort mm-hmm. of Wide World of Disney position. But they loved it. And the next morning, we talked about it at the table, and they were playing back to me, Mom, they really were a family. They didn't maybe think they could be parents, but they love those kids, and mm-hmm. they wanted them, because there was sort of an adoption fight, whether
yes.
they were capable or not. And, my six-year-old's got it. And my four-year-old even said, Mom, but he, because there was tension amongst the family, as you can imagine. And she said, Mom, but he should have asked permission before he used the dad's computer. That was her big takeaway.
Yeah.
And, the movie was splattered with sort of life lessons and how you communicate and how you respect others and respect members of a family and respect their possessions and that kind of thing. And, they got it.
We know that media isn't all just a passive sitting down watching the screen. Have they, and are they developing material on the web that a parent can go and then support or enrich the life lessons of these movies?
Great question. Thank you. Basically, on a national level, the movies are all advertised in the normal venues, and there are some online places. There's familymovienight.com, so if you want the behind the scenes of all the movie bloopers and directors, footage, you can go to familymovienight.com, and there's also a Family Movie Night Facebook page where you can get information. But the group that I've co-founded is called Moms for Family TV, and we have a website called momsforfamilytv.com, and it's a place where you can come and learn more about the movies, pledge your support, because we need moms to sort of sign up and say, you can't passively like what we're doing, because if these two companies don't succeed in bringing back quality family TV, there's nobody else, as we like to say, in the rearview mirror who's right behind
us. That's right.
And so if the two biggest companies in America who are committed to families can't make a change, it may not happen, because there's nobody else going to do it. So as moms, if we believe in what they're doing, we have to sign up. That's why we created Moms for Family TV. You can come to our website. We have a Facebook page. And we're just about to start a weekly blog where we are going to offer moms who don't have a lot of time and are stressed and frankly don't trust television at all really anymore as a safe haven mm-hmm. or pseudo little babysitter from time to time. you can't just let your kid watch TV like you used to. And so we're actually going to start a weekly blog where we give every week sort of tips of the week. If you have time and you feel inclined to enjoy family television time, because we're not saying go watch TV, but if you do have time and you're looking for something good to watch with your family, here are five shows that are on this week. So whether it's a Disney movie or it's an old sitcom or it's some new show that maybe is actually decent, we're going to give those suggestions to mom each week. So if you're interested in that, we'd love your listeners to sign
yes.
up for it. It should be coming out shortly.
I can really see that, you know, where if they can they comment back?
Yeah, absolutely.
And,
we want a dialogue.
And they can say, you know, well, I was able to make this into a real teachable moment. And because television and video and technology is going to be part of our lives.
Exactly.
As parents, we need to figure out how to integrate it into our lives in teachable moments to help our children grow and understand. And I think it really, and I know I have some listeners that are very conservative and no television, no video, but I think we do a disservice to our children. It would be better to teach them how to discriminate and know what is good to watch and what isn't good to watch.
Right, right. I have a couple friends who homeschool who have gotten rid of their television, and I was talking to the couple, and they said, I wish you were doing 20 years ago what
yes.
you're doing today, or we wouldn't have gotten rid of our TV, and I can understand why.
Mm-hmm.
There's not much of value, but there is some that's out there, and we're hoping to bring it back, because TV, it's funny you were saying teachable moments. We actually sort of use that tagline, what do we say? TV can have teachable moments. It maybe doesn't, and it could be teaching your kids things
yes.
you don't want them to learn. So we want to have teachable good moments for families. And these movies do that. Each of them have a universal truth, whether it's honesty, integrity, perseverance, communication, working together, respect, empathy. Every movie has like a whole page that describes the universal truth that goes through. And actually, for some of our partners, we've developed a discussion guide, not prescriptive, telling parents what they should say to their kids, but offering suggestions of how they could use television to start a conversation with their children about any one of those topics.
So there's
topics.
Two important websites we need to remember. That's Moms
for Family
for FamilyTV.com. We'll make sure and put that on our website
Great.
As well. And then the other one is about these movies. Is that that's a different?
Sure. It's called FamilyMovieNight.com. It's
okay,
the P&G and Walmart site.
Okay.
It'll give you the behind the scenes about
yes.
the movie and all the fun stuff.
And the networks that these are on.
It's we haven't settled in one place yet because it's still kind of early on in the process. The first three movies were on NBC, and the last one was on Fox. And this next one that's coming out April 16th is on Fox, Saturday night, April 16th. It's called Truth Be Told, and it's a great story about a young couple. Actually, the premise is that a lie brings them together, and will the truth tear them apart? So again, everybody has flaws,
yes.
everybody makes mistakes, and through those we learn and we come out better on the other side. So it's a great movie starring Candace Cameron from Full House and David James Elliott from Jag. So we got two great
yes.
actors, and they do a wonderful job in the movie. It's going to be a great family night. So April 16th on Fox is the next one.
Well, thank you so much, Susan.
It was a pleasure. Thank you.
I know that our listeners will appreciate, and as this becomes more established, they can let their child watch something with confidence, knowing that inappropriate commercials won't come on. I think that's one of my biggest banes
yeah.
is to say, oh, this is going to be something good to watch, and then the commercials leave such an indelible
exactly.
mark that they have nightmares that night.
We're trying to crowd out the bad with the good.
Yes.
It's not going to happen overnight, and we need families who care
do.
To support
we
the
do.
Initiative.
And we will certainly support you, and we'll give the websites one more time. It's
MomsForFamilyTV.com and FamilyMovieNight.com.
Thank you so much, and I have one last thing to say, and I always say this, and that is God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you.